The conference, Blue Water in the Green Mountains, is bringing researchers, academics, business people, politicians, and national experts to discuss environmental strategies for the waters of Lake Champlain and beyond its basin. The gathering is part of the 10-year commemoration of the opening of the Echo Aquarium and Science Center and the Leahy Center for Lake Champlain on the Burlington waterfront. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy gave the opening address Wednesday morning, saying the summit will move water challenges forward everywhere, not just in this region.
A lot of what we learn here is applicable in other parts of the world. In this lake, we have world-class warm and cold water fisheries. We have drinking water for more than 200,000 people. An economic engine drives the region. It's a crown jewel of our state's great environmental treasures. But if we're going to ensure clean, safe water for generations to come, we need all of you. That's why you're here today.
Echo Executive Director Phelan Fretz explained the summit's goals.
To stimulate new behaviors, both individually and collectively, that will result in the improved state of water. And we want to leverage the strengths of the Leahy Center for Lake Champlain, along with a network of partners, to translate our local learning into models across the country.
The summit is drawing national attention. Echo Summit organizers presented a recorded greeting from Robert Redford. Summit attendees also heard from White House Council on Environmental Quality Chair Nancy Sutley. The council, formed when President Nixon signed the authorizing legislation in 1970, helps the president develop environmental policy, set priorities, and coordinate with federal agencies that have an impact on the environment, energy, and natural resources. Sutley told the audience, "Our sources of clean water remain at risk, even though much progress has been made since the implementation of the Clean Water Act."
Our sources of clean, fresh water are very much at risk across the country. These urban and agricultural runoff issues are really very important to deal with, and there's no doubt that the changes in our climate will have a big effect on our ability to restore and protect these water bodies.
Sutley says the phosphorus problems Lake Champlain is experiencing is a common problem in waterways across the country due to urban and agricultural runoff.
That is the water quality challenge that the U.S. faces in every community, and it is one of the byproducts of our development. We've changed much of the natural function of our watersheds, and we have to try to restore some of that function so that watersheds can continue to provide what our communities, what our agriculture, and what our industry needs. To be resilient, we need well-functioning natural systems. So the kind of work that folks are doing here will have benefits immediately, but also will be even more important in the face of a changing climate.
The Blue Water in the Green Mountains Summit continues Thursday, featuring keynote speaker Robert Kennedy Jr., president of the Waterkeeper Alliance. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.